The Rangers and Cannon Electric will each donate $25 at my expense. When you see a Rangers pitcher throw that third strike, know that the Tacoma Rangers and Brent Meyer will each donate $10 to support my permit. And for each Rangers golf win, Art Services will donate $100 to the Wounded Warriors project. To all of our partners, thank you for your benefit to our city. Rangers fans, please welcome Tanisha Peacock to the field for tonight's Titus Will first pitch. Tanisha has been an employee of the Titus Will Lottery for the past 10 years, and she has 300 Titus Will fans supporting her right now on the left field party day. Tanisha is an avid sports fan and has been playing volleyball and baseball for years, so tonight is a dream come true. All right, Tanisha, we're ready. Let's make that dream happen. Wow! Nice pitch, Anika. Well done. That was a beauty. Hey, fans, let's hear it one more time for Anika Pika. Thanks for joining us, Anika. Enjoy the game tonight.
It's time for Tacoma Rainiers Baseball with the voice of the Rainiers, Mike Curto.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to Tacoma Rainiers Baseball. Mike Curto with you from Cheney Stadium in Tacoma, where tonight it's game two of the Rainiers' 12-game homestand here at Cheney Stadium as the Rainiers take on the Las Vegas Aviators in game two of a six-game series against the Oakland A's AAA club. Well, Vegas won the opener last night. 5-3 was the final score, and that had an impact on the standings in the second half of the Pacific Coast League. The second half winner reaches the playoffs to face Oklahoma City, which won the first half title. And in second place, in the second half now, Round Rock sitting in first place. Vegas one game back. The Rainiers are now two games back. They went into this series tied in second place with Vegas, but Vegas, by taking the opener yesterday, is now ahead of the Rainiers by one game. So Tacoma's looking to retie them in the standings with a victory tonight. On the mound for the Red Ears, left-hander Kyle Hart. He's been throwing very well lately. 3-2 with a 4.53 ERA on the year. This will be his 13th start for Tacoma. He'll be opposed by a youngster, 21-year-old Joey Estes for the Aviators. Estes, a rapid riser in the Oakland A's farm system, was originally drafted by the Atlanta Braves and was one of the prospects that the A's got when they traded the Major League All-Star slugger Matt Olson to the Atlanta Braves. They got a handful of prospects. Estes was one of them, and he's been on the rise this year. Rainiers have never faced him before. Joey Estes in his first three AAA starts, 1-0 with a 5.79 ERA. So Estes on the hill for Las Vegas, the veteran Kyle Hart for the Tacoma Rainiers. Should be a good one today. The Rainiers hoping to get the offense going. There were signs of life late in yesterday's game. We'll talk about that when the Rainiers pregame show continues right after this.
I think that Light Dental Studios hit a home run with our premier partnership with the Tacoma Rainiers. It was a natural fit. They've been in the South Puget Sound for over 50 years, just like Light Dental Studios. We're excited to serve the hometown team and all the fans. We have locations throughout Western Washington, so feel free to look us up at lightdentalstudios.com.
When you download the Fred Meyer app, you have easy access to savings every day. Get the most out of weekly sales and receive personalized coupons to save on your favorite items, all while earning one fuel point for every dollar spent. Fred Meyer makes it easy to save while you shop, whether it's in-store or online, so you get the most value out of every trip, every time. Download the Fred Meyer app now to save big on your next purchase. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone. Must have a digital account to redeem offers. Restrictions may apply. See site for details.
Time spent at Cheney Stadium is one of the best parts of growing up in Tacoma. With tons of tickets, prizes, and swag exclusively available to members, our City Kids Club, presented by Sound Credit Union, is the greatest way to be part of the fun at the ballpark all season long. To learn more about the coolest club for kids in all the South Sound, visit TacomaRainiers.com and click on our City Kids Club. Come for the baseball, stay for the memories.
The Tacoma Rainiers taking on Las Vegas tonight, game two of this six-game series, and the Rainiers looking to even it up with a victory here tonight. The Rainiers got shut out on Sunday in Sacramento, the last game of that road trip. It was the first time that Tacoma had been shut out all season long, and the shutout continued into last night's game. The Rainiers were trailing 5-0 going to the bottom of the seventh inning. It had been a while since they had scored. But the offense started to come to life late in yesterday's game. The Rainiers scored three runs in the bottom of the seventh inning, had an RBI single by Ryan Bliss and a two-run double from Cooper Hummel. All of a sudden, we had a close game. It was 5-3. And in the ninth inning, the Rainiers got the first two men on walks, ended up loading the bases after there were two outs. They were one hit away from tying the game or winning it, and ended up losing 5-3 as Sam Long, the tough lefty for Las Vegas, struck out Taylor Trammell on a full count pitch that barely clipped the bottom of the automated strike zone for a called strike three, and that was the ball game. Vegas won it 5-3. But it was a good game, especially in the late innings. We'll see if the Rainiers can turn things around with a victory here today. We'll take a look at the starting lineups in today's game when we come back after this.
Renewal by Anderson is your hometown leader in windows and patio doors. Our windows are durable, custom crafted, and professionally installed by our winning team. We've helped over 22,000 homeowners on their projects across the state of Washington. Let us go to bat for you on your next window and patio door project. Give us a call at 253-242-2736 or visit us online at renewalbyanderson.com.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
one of the nation's top children's hospital, recognized by the LeapFrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org.
Taking a look at the starting lineups in today's ball game. First for the visiting Las Vegas Aviators. They're the Oakland A's AAA club. Their manager is Fran Reardon. They have a record on the year of 62-58, 28-18 in the second half. Leading off for Vegas, the shortstop, Darryl Hernandez. Batting second is center fielder Tyler Wade. Hitting third, designated hitter Yoel Pozo. In the cleanup spot doing the catching is Tyler Soderstrom. Batting fifth is the left fielder Max Schumann. Hitting sixth, the right fielder Cody Thomas. Logan Davidson bats seventh. He is at third base. Hitting eighth, the second baseman Brett Harris. And batting ninth, first baseman J.J. Swarz. On the mound, Joey Estes. Estes 1-0 with a 5.79 ERA. The Tacoma Rainiers are 64-57. The Seattle Mariners AAA club is 27-19 in the second half with manager John Russell filling out the lineup card today. Leading off is the shortstop Ryan Bliss. Batting second, right fielder Zach Deloach. Hitting third, doing the catching is Cooper Hummel. In the cleanup spot, center fielder Taylor Trammell. Batting fifth, the third baseman Jake Shiner. Robbie Tenorowicz hits sixth. He's the designated hitter. Batting seventh, second baseman Riley Unruh. Hitting eighth and playing first base is Mike Salvatore. And batting ninth, left fielder Tanner Kerwer. On the mound, Kyle Hart. Hart is 3-2 with a 4.53 ERA. Umpiring crew, we have a three-person crew. Austin Jones behind the plate. Jen Powell at first base. And Jordan Parr, the crew chief, is at third. It's Tacoma and Las Vegas in game two of the six-game series here at beautiful Cheney Stadium. That'll do it for our pregame show. We'll be back with the first pitch and the start of tonight's game right after this.
When you download the Fred Meyer app, you have easy access to savings every day. Get the most out of weekly sales and receive personalized coupons to save on your favorite items, all while earning one fuel point for every dollar spent. Fred Meyer makes it easy to save while you shop, whether it's in-store or online, so you get the most value out of every trip, every time. Download the Fred Meyer app now to save big on your next purchase. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone. Must have a digital account to redeem offers. Restrictions may apply. See site for details.
Tacoma Power customers, your vote is needed. Tell us which organization should win Tacoma Power's annual Evergreen Options $50,000 grant to help buy and install a renewable energy project. Grants are made possible by Tacoma Power's business and residential customers who voluntarily participate in Evergreen Options. Cast your vote now at mytpu.org. Voting remains open until 5 p.m. on Thursday, August 31st.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home's safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our five super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
At BECU, we don't charge our credit union members to access their own money. Just ask Devin.
It's really easy and super, super convenient.
Join BECU for free checking, no minimum balance requirement, and access to over 30,000 surcharge-free co-op network ATMs nationwide. Visit BECU.org/free checking to learn more. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Member compensated for participation. BECU. Power in people.
Well, good evening and welcome once again to Tacoma Red Ears Baseballs. We're about ready to start this one. The Red Ears and the Aviators of Las Vegas. Their leadoff hitter, the young infielder Darryl Hernandez, settling into the batter's box, hitting 338 in 34 games since coming up from the A's AA team in Midland, Texas. Kyle Hart on the hill for the Red Ears, the lefty from Cincinnati. And he's into his motion of the first pitch of the game. Is swung on and hit in the air to center. Not deep. Trammell coming in on it. And he makes the catch. One pitch, one out in the top of the first inning. Hernandez flies out. And now Tyler Wade will be the batter. 69 degrees announced as the game time temperature this evening at Cheney Stadium. The rain that we somewhat surprisingly had during last night's game is gone, and we should be in dry conditions here tonight. Wade standing in, batting 284 with four homers. And the pitch is taken inside for a ball. 1-0 the count. Hart, a midseason pickup by the Red Ears, and he's done a nice job holding down a spot in the Red Ears rotation. Now a swing and a liner over the first baseman Salvatore and into right field. That's a base hit for Wade. He takes a hard turn at first and holds with a single as Deloach gets the ball back in quickly. So Wade is on with a one-out single, liner over first. And now the Red Ears have to pay a lot of attention to him. He's one of the top base stealers in the league, ranking fifth in the PCL individually with 29 steals this year in 34 attempts. Now the pitch is taken just inside by Yoel Pozo. That's ball one. Pozo hitting .325 with 12 homers and 60 runs batted in 67 games. Always hits well on the PCL. And Hart now with the 1-0 pitch on its way to Pozo. And it's a swing and a foul out of play. And that evens up the count 1-1. Pozo had a two-run single yesterday. There weren't, it was a 5-3 game. But Vegas scored their runs on two hits. They had nine hits as a team. But only two hits brought in runs, a three-run homer and a two-run single. Pozo fouls one away, and the count's 1-2. And the Red Ears got their three runs on two hits, an RBI single by Bliss and the two-run double by Hummel. Well, 1-2 the count. Hart with a quick toss to first, and back in standing up is Wade. Right, here's with a different look on the infield right there at first base. Salvatore up from Class A Everett to give the Red Ears some infield help while Sam Haggerty has been gone, and he is making the start at first base today. Here's a pitch down low for a ball. Counts even 2-2. So Salvatore at first, and then up the middle, Riley Unruh is at second base. Ryan Bliss, the shortstop, and Shiner at third. Hart now with a 2-2 pitch on its way to Yoel Pozo. And it is a swing and a foul out of play. Speaking of Haggerty, he was optioned back to Tacoma 2 days ago. He is expected to rejoin the team tomorrow. He was out in Chicago with the Mariners. Here comes the 2-2 pitch now. Nope. Another throw to first, and again, back in is Wade. Right here's outfield today. Kerwer is in left, Trammell in center, and Deloach in right. Now Hart with the 2-2 pitch. The runner goes, pitches a swing and a miss for strike three. The throw to second is too late. Wade steals his 30th base of the year. But Pozo strikes out for the second out of the inning. Well, Hart had used his two pickoff moves, so with the new rules this year, Wade knew that it was very unlikely that Hart would risk a third pickoff toss, in which case you have to get the runner out or else it's a balk. And so Wade got a huge jump and easily stole his 30th base. But Hart got the strikeout. So two away. And here's Soderstrom, who hit a three-run homer yesterday. And Hart's pitch to the young first baseman is grounded right to the Red Ears first baseman, Salvatore, who fields it and takes it to the bag for the out. And the inning is over. Vegas does not score. Kyle Hart with a scoreless top of the first. There was a hit and one runner left. We go to the bottom of the first. Vegas nothing. Tacoma coming to the plate.
At BECU, we don't charge our credit union members to access their own money. Just ask Devin.
It's really easy and super, super convenient.
Join BECU for free checking, no minimum balance requirement, and access to over 30,000 surcharge-free co-op network ATMs nationwide. Visit BECU.org/freechecking to learn more. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Member compensated for participation. BECU. Power in people.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
Call Provac for your hydro excavation needs. Hydro excavation is a safe, environmentally friendly method of digging around underground utilities and is traditionally used for exposing utilities, potholing, trenching, and more. Because hydro excavation does not require a staging area or dump trucks, it can be performed in condensed urban areas and in most cases without trench entry. Why Provac? When put against our competitors, Provac saves time and money again and again.
Oh, nice scoreless top of the first inning delivered by Kyle Hart. And now the Red Ears come to the plate in the bottom of the first inning. Ryan Bliss to lead things off. Bliss hitting .240 since joining the Red Ears. Couple of homers in 18 games. Joey Estes into his motion of the pitch is a fastball taken up high. Ball one. Bliss had two hits yesterday, drove in a run, scored a run. 1-0 pitch on its way, and it's a swing and a miss, and that evens up the count 1-1. Joey Estes, just 21, one of the youngest players in the PCL at the moment. He's into his motion, the 1-1 pitch. And it is up high for a ball, 2-1. Mentioned in the pregame show, but Estes was signed by the Braves and traded as part of the package to Oakland for Matt Olson, the National League home run. I think he's leading right now as here's a foul out of play into the seats. 2-2. He's on the National League home run leaderboard. How about that? I'd have to check to see if he's still leading. Two balls, two strikes to Bliss. And this pitch is inside, ball three. Full count, 3-2. Now, pop up foul, and that's out of play. So still 3-2 to Bliss, having a good plate appearance to start off this bottom of the first for the Red Ears. He's seeing some pitches, and the payoff is a called strike three at the knees, and Bliss goes down looking. One man is out in the bottom of the first. 94-mile-per-hour fastball from Estes, and now Zach DeLoach will be the batter. We are using the automated ball strike system today. No challenges, no human influence. It's just all computers calling the balls and strikes right now, and that'll be the case in tomorrow's game as well. Then we'll switch things up for the weekend like we have been all year. First pitch to DeLoach is taken up high for a ball, 1-0. DeLoach, left-hand hitter, batting .283 with 18 homers, .387 on base percentage. .10 pitch is swung on and fouled back, 1-1. DeLoach in what for him is a little bit of a funk right now. Hitless in his last three games, and he has been so remarkably consistent all season long that it's news that he hasn't had a hit in 3 days. Now he swings and drills one down the right field line, but it hooks and goes foul. Home run distance, but foul. 1-2 now to Deloach. Estes working with Soderstrom behind the plate in this one. And the 1-2 pitch is outside. Two balls, two strikes. Las Vegas has J.J. Schwartz at first, Brett Harris at second, Darryl Hernandez at shortstop, and Logan Davidson at third. 2-2 pitch to Deloach, down and in. And the Vegas outfield is Max Schumann in left, Tyler Wade in center, and Cody Thomas in right. Well, 3-2 to Deloach. Bliss just got to a full count, and now Deloach does as well. Estes' pitch is swung on and fouled away, and it's still three balls and two strikes. Zach Deloach, AAA rookie, has been with the Red Ears since opening day. Playing in his 110th game of the year today. 3-2 pitch, outside, ball four, and it's a one-out walk. Deloach will head down to first base, and now Cooper Hummel will be the batter. Estes, whom the Red Ears are facing today, just recently bumped up to AAA. This is his fourth start for Vegas. He was working on a nice season down at AA Midland in 20 outings, a 3.28 ERA, 104 innings there, 100 strikeouts, only 31 walks. His pitch to Hummel hits him. Hummel was hit by a pitch late in yesterday's game and was upset about it, and now he is hit by the first pitch to him today. Hummel is on his way to first base. The plate umpire kind of walking him down there to make sure that this doesn't develop into anything. And now the umpires are going to meet to discuss whether that may have been a purpose pitch. And, you know, there was a little episode late in yesterday's game. Yesterday, the Red Ears hitters were hit by pitch three times in the game, and Las Vegas hitters were not hit at all. And then Hummel got upset when he was hit in the ninth inning. Although nothing came of it, the benches didn't clear anything. There was just some jawing back and forth. And the plate umpire, Austin Jones, is now issuing warnings to everybody. And John Russell is like, wait a second, why are you warning us? It was a fastball that just hit Hummel, by the way. 95 mile per hour heater. And so now the plate umpire, Austin Jones, telling John Russell that both teams are warned. And I could get where Russell's coming from here, because the Red Ears have not hit a Vegas batter at any point in this series. And it's been a very one-sided thing. And now Russell feels like his guys can't throw inside. Well, anyway, Russell's back in the dugout, having said his piece, and there are two on with one out for Taylor Trammell. Trammell, left-hand hitter, and the pitch from Estes is an off-speed pitch called a strike, 0-1. Trammell hitting .277 with 17 homers and 44 runs batted in. And that's in 62 games. The pitch is up high for a ball. One ball, one strike. Now here's one outside for a ball. 2-1. Runners with their leads, and the 2-1 pitch is a swing and a miss. Counts even now, 2-2. Right, here's with an opportunity here in the first inning. And now Trammell's going to use his timeout and step out of the batter's box for a moment. Deloach at second and Hummel at first with one out. Here's the pitch. And it's a swing and a miss, strike three. 93-mile-per-hour fastball up, and Trammell goes down swinging. Second out here in the bottom of the first inning, and now the Red Deers are going to need a clutch hit from Jake Shiner if they're going to get on the board here in the first. Two on, two out. Shiner batting .257, had three hits yesterday, 27 homers, leads the league with 92 runs batted in. And the pitch is swung on and popped up, foul and out of play. His 27 homers is tied for the league lead with the Salt Lake power hitter Trey Cabbage. Oh, one pitch. Fastball called a strike on the upper outer corner of the zone. And Shiner's in a hole here, 0-2. Estes has been 93-95 with that fastball here in the first inning. His 0-2 pitch is a swing and a miss, strike three, threw a fastball right past Shiner, and that wraps up the first inning. Must be hard to pick that up. The Red Deers do not score, no runs, hits, or errors, two men left on base. We go to the second inning. Tacoma and Vegas are scoreless.
One of the nation's top children's hospitals, recognized by the LeapFrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog, or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
No score after one inning here in Tacoma. The Red Deers and the Aviators head to the second. Max Schumann, Cody Thomas, and Logan Davidson to hit for the Aviators against Kyle Hart. So Schumann settles into the batter's box, hitting .292 with nine homers and a .412 on base percentage, sixth highest OBP among qualified hitters in the Pacific Coast League. And Hart's first pitch is an off-speed delivery in there for a strike. 0-1 the count. First pitch changeup there from Kyle Hart. And his next pitch is low and away, 1-1. Hart's been on a nice run recently in the Rainiers rotation. Last game at Sacramento on Thursday last week went 5 2/3 shutout innings. Here's a pitch inside, and he got the win that day. The Red Deers ended up winning that game 9-0. And the bullpen finished the shutout behind him. It was the Red Deers' fourth shutout pitch this season. 2-1 is popped up foul and out of play on the first base side. 2-2. Pitch is hit in the air towards right center field. Trammell and Deloach are over, and Trammell makes the catch. And there's the first out in the top of the second inning. Did that throw back in from Trammell appear on MILB TV? Let's see here. What is going on here? What was that? That did not actually go to anyone in particular. Trammell's laughing about it. He missed his teammates with that little toss back in. One out in the top of the second inning, and here's Cody Thomas. And the pitch is up high for a ball, 1-0. Thomas, top run producer in this league for Vegas in 80 games, hitting .298, 17 homers, 81 runs batted in. And he fouls one away. Thomas just recently came back from his first major league call-up. When he was called up, he was leading the league in runs batted in, but he has since been passed by a couple of guys, including Tacoma's Jake Shiner. One pitch from Hart is a swing and a miss at a slider, and there's strike two. So Hart out in front, 1-2. And there's a slider in. Oh, catches the inside corner for a called strike three, and down goes Thomas, rung up by the robot. That caught the very inside edge of the zone. And that is out number two here in the second inning. Second strikeout for Hart. And now Logan Davidson is the batter. He didn't appear in yesterday's game, so this is his first ever game at Cheney Stadium. Switch hitter batting right, and the pitch is in there for a strike. Davidson hitting .267 with three homers in 43 games for Vegas. He began the year with Double A Midland, hit .297 there. Oh, one pitch, low and away. One ball, one strike. Davidson, the A's first round pick in 2019. 1-1 pitch, inside for a ball, 2-1. Two-one pitch, swung on, chopped on a big bounce over the mound, charged and picked by Bliss with a bare hand and a throw to first that's speared by Salvatore. Nice play on the infield from Ryan Bliss and Mike Salvatore at first, and that records the out on Logan Davidson, and that'll do it for the Aviators in the top of the second inning. Three up, three down. We go to the bottom of the second. No score between Tacoma and Las Vegas.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose, making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at MultiCare.org.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hard-working people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Pirelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
No score between Tacoma and Las Vegas. We go to the bottom of the second inning. Robbie Tenorowicz, Riley Unruh, and Mike Salvatore to bat this inning against Joey Estes. Estes threw 23 pitches in the first inning, and his first pitch to Tenorowicz is in there for a strike. Tenorowicz now in 21 games for Tacoma, hitting 179 with a couple of homers. Had a four-hit game the other day in Sacramento. 0-1 pitch, swing and a miss. Count goes to 0-2. Rainiers in the first inning put two on with a walk and a hit batter, but also struck out three times against Estes. 0-2 pitches up high for a ball, 1-2. And if you're just joining us, the hit batter resulted in both teams being warned by the umpiring crew. No more hit batters will be tolerated. Here's a swing and a foul out of play. Still 1-2. Tenorowicz. Had a huge season at AA Arkansas and earned this chance to play every day. And AAA down the stretch this year, takes the pitch up high for a ball, and the count's even 2-2. Hit 290 with a 913 OPS at AA Arkansas. 2-2 pitch. Swung on and bounced slowly towards third, charged and picked by Logan Davidson, and he throws out Tenorowicz at first base. And one man's out at the bottom of the second inning. So Estes went to his slider and got a little grounder. Now Riley Unruh is the hitter. Unruh, switch hitter, will bat left. He walked twice and scored a run last night. The pitch is taken for a strike. Oh, one pitch coming. And that one's up high for a ball. One ball, one strike. Riley Unruh, son of a major leaguer, Tim Unruh, who played parts of 5 years in the majors for the Brewers, Angels, and Braves, and spent a lot of time in AAA, and his dad played in Japan, too. And here's a swing by Riley Unruh, and it's hit in the air towards right, lining it up Cody Thomas, and he makes the catch, and that's out number two. Riley could talk to his dad about playing at Cheney Stadium. His father had to have played here at some point. His dad played for Tucson in 97, Iowa in their first year in the PCL in 98, Edmonton in 99, although that was pretty brief. And also Omaha a little bit in 99, as here's a pitch up high to Mike Salvatore for a ball. Next pitch, called a strike. Counts even, 1-1. Next pitch is hit in the air towards left. This is shallow. Schumann coming in, sliding, and he can't get it. It falls in, and Mike Salvatore has his first Triple-A hit. He gets a flare to fall in shallow left field. Salvatore coming up from Everett to help the right ears infield. And he has just picked up his first Triple-A hit. Salvatore with his lead at first base. Kerwer now the batter. And the pitch to Kerwer is hit in the air to right, and this is struck well. Back is Thomas, and he'll have room, and he makes the catch shy of the warning track, and that's the final out at the bottom of the second inning. Red Deers do not score. They had a hit. There were Dewares and one runner left. We head to the third. Tacoma and Las Vegas are scoreless.
I think that Light Dental Studios hit a home run with our premier partnership with the Tacoma Rainiers. It was a natural fit. They've been in the South Puget Sound for over 50 years, just like Light Dental Studios. We're excited to serve the hometown team and all the fans. We have locations throughout Western Washington, so feel free to look us up at lightdentalstudios.com.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
At Renewal by Anderson, we've got all your bases covered as your full-service replacement solution. We design it, we build it, we install it, and we guarantee it. See why over 23,000 Western Washington homeowners have had us on their team. Let us go to bat for you on your next window or patio door project. Call 253-242-2736 or visit us online at renewalbyanderson.com.
Well, we go to the third inning, and no score between Tacoma and Las Vegas. Kyle Hart on the mound. He'll face Brett Harris, the Gonzaga product, to lead things off for the Aviators. Right-hand hitter batting number 8 in their lineup. And the pitch from Hart is taken outside for a ball 1-0. Next delivery is up and away for a ball. Two balls, no strikes. And this pitch is swung on and fouled back, and the count goes to 2-1. Swing and a foul, out of play. Two balls, two strikes. And this pitch swung on and hit in the air towards the right field corner. Long run for Deloach, and he's into foul ground, and he can't make the catch, and he bangs into that low wall at the end of the bullpen down to the right field corner, and he is trying to walk it off, moving a little slowly. There is a padded fence down there, but still, it's not comfortable to bang into it at full speed. And Deloach seems to be all right. It's just a foul ball to Harris, and count remains 2 balls, 2 strikes. That'll give Deloach a little extra time to get back to his position in right field. Brett Harris, by the way, for Vegas, hitting .253 in his first 23 AAA games, 1 homer. Another guy promoted midseason from AA Midland. And he takes a fastball down low, and the count goes full, 3 balls, 2 strikes. Here comes the 3-2 on its way, and it is low ball 4 and a leadoff walk for Harris. So he heads down to first base. Those last two pitches did not miss by much. J.J. Schwartz, now the hitter, appearing in his seventh game for Vegas. 4-for-16 at the plate. He has played most of his season with Double-A Midland, has over 200 at-bats there. The pitch to Schwartz is taken inside for a ball, 1-0. Schwartz listed as a catcher on the roster, playing first base today. Now Hart with the 1-0 pitch on its way. And it's taken inside. Two balls, no strikes. So Hart with a little bit of a control issue all of a sudden here in the second inning. We'll see if he can snap out of it. 2-0 pitch coming to Schwartz. And actually a move to first instead, and Harris is back in standing up. Now the 2-0. Called a strike. Snap throw to first by Hummel, but back in safely is Harris. Count is now 2-1. Now a swing and a miss at a slider, and that evens up the count 2-2. So 2-2 to Schwartz. And the pitch. Swung on and popped up foul. Back for a look is Hummel, but it's in the seats out of play. Still 2-2. The runner was on the move on that pitch. Now the 2-2 again is hit on one hop past the second baseman of Unroe and into center field, a base hit, and Schwartz is aboard and runners are at first and second with nobody out. So the 8 and 9 hitters reach here. The Red Deers had Unroe shaded up the middle, but this ball was hit sharply and it just got past him. So Schwartz with a single and runners are at first and second, with no one out for Daryl Hernandez, who swung at the first pitch of the game and flied out to center field, so he's 0-for-1. Hart's pitch, and Hernandez bunts at it and misses. That is strike one. We talked about this last night, but Vegas has more sacrifice bunts than anyone else, any other team in the Pacific Coast League. And Hernandez appeared to be trying to lay one down right there. We'll see if he's bunting again. Hart with the 0-1 pitch. He's not bunting, and it is swung on and hit in the air to right field, and back on it is Deloach. He's under it, and he makes the catch for the first out. The lead runner tags up Harris. He advances to third while Schwartz holds it first. And runners are at the quarters with one out. And now Tyler Wade will be the batter. Wade singled his first time up. Left-hand hitter. There's the pitch. And it's a swing and a miss at a first pitch slider. There's strike one. The 1-1 pitch is outside. One ball, one strike. The 1-1 swung on, bounced foul, first base side. So Hart's ahead of the count, a ball of two strikes in a situation where he would really like a strikeout. Dangerous hitter on deck and Yoel Pozo. Harris the runner at third, Schwartz at first with one out, a ball and two strikes to Tyler Wade. And Hart with his pitch, fastball outside. Two balls, two strikes. And the pitch swung on and hit in the air towards center. Trammell lining it up, and he makes the catch. Tagging at third is Harris. He's going to score as the throw comes into second base. It's a sacrifice fly for Tyler Wade, and Las Vegas takes the lead 1-0. Hit it deep enough where there really wasn't any chance for Trammell to throw home. So two down, runner at first. And now Yoel Pozo is the hitter. He struck out swinging his first time up. And the pitch is taken down low for a ball, 1-0. Pozo was with Round Rock last year, hit .320 for them, was left unprotected on the 40-man roster in the offseason, so he's a minor league free agent on the A side. I mean, he's been with Vegas all year this year, and he takes down and in for a ball, 2-0. Pozo's a good contact hitter with some pop. Hart's 2-0 pitch, and it is popped up foul, and that's out of play. 2-1. Two-one pitch coming. No, toss to first, and Schwartz is back in, standing up. Here comes the 2-1. And it's up high and off the mitt of Hummel into the backstop, and taking second base is Schwartz. So the wild pitch moves the runner up. And now it's a man in scoring position. 3-1 to Pozo with Soderstrom on deck. Here's the pitch, and it is swung on and popped up on the left side. Shiner, the third baseman, in foul ground, makes the catch, and the inning is over. So just the one run scores here in the third. One run on one hit. There were no errors and one runner left on base. We go to the bottom of the third inning. It's Las Vegas 1, Tacoma nothing.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose, making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at multicare.org.
You wouldn't drive your car into the Puget Sound for a car wash, right? Well, washing your car in the driveway is kind of the same thing. Dirty water from at-home car washes flows down our streets and sidewalks and directly into the Puget Sound. The best way to keep chemicals and other harmful stuff out of our waterways is to wash your car in a commercial car wash. Save water, protect our environment, and support local businesses by finding a commercial car wash near you. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again.
Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Well, 1-0. Vegas has taken the lead over the Raiders. We go to the bottom of the third inning. Ryan Bliss to lead things off, and the first pitch is swung on and popped up on the right side. The first baseman, Schwartz, is on the foul line, straddling it, and he makes the catch, and it's one pitch, one out at the bottom of the third inning. And now Zach DeLoach will be the hitter. Raiders with one hit so far against Joey Estes, who has walked one, and it was DeLoach in the first inning whom he walked, and DeLoach stands in now. And the pitch is up high and outside for a ball. Now the pitch is taken outside for a ball. Here's the 2-0. Outside, ball three. DeLoach well out ahead of the count. Now the 3-0 is swatted into right field in the air, coming in and making the catch on the move is Cody Thomas. And DeLoach has flied out, and two men are gone in the bottom of the third inning. Cooper Hummel will now be the batter. Hummel hit by that pitch in the first inning that resulted in warnings being issued. And he swings at the first pitch here and grounds it sharply right to the first baseman. And it's fielded by Schwartz, and he takes it to the base for the out. And the Raiders go down in order in the third, and that was just a six-pitch inning for Joey Estes. We go to the fourth. It is Las Vegas 1, Tacoma nothing.
If this were a Reese's TV ad, you'd be staring at a Reese's peanut butter cup. And sure, my voice is peanut buttery smooth, but still, you need to see the peanut butter cups, right? No? I can really just say Reese's and you'll go get some? Okay, Reese's. 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 Really working, actually. Reese's. Reese's. This, I'm on to something. Reese's. Reese's. Reese's.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
One nothing, Vegas leads Tacoma. We go to the fourth inning of play. It'll be Tyler Soderstrom to start things off for the Aviators. And he'll be followed by Max Schumann and Cody Thomas. Kyle Hart on the hill. Here's his pitch to Soderstrom, and it is taken down and in for a ball, 1-0. These two teams in the race in the second half standings, trying to clinch a playoff spot by winning the second half title. So there's a breaking pitch in for a strike to Soderstrom. Round Rock has the top spot right now. They won their 13th in a row yesterday. Just an incredible run for the Texas Rangers AAA club. Now the 1-1 is a swing and a miss. Round Rock needed 12 innings to beat Salt Lake at home last night, 9-6, in a game that was tied 4-4 after 9 and was filled with drama. So here's one low to Soderstrom. Each team got one run in the 10th, and each team got one run in the 11th. You know, the automatic runners, they were able to push their automatic runner around but weren't able to add on. Now the 2-2 to Soderstrom fouled back. And then at the top of the 12th, Salt Lake was not able to score their automatic runner, so that was pretty much that. And it ended up ending on a Sandro Fabian three-run homer in the bottom of the 12th for Round Rock that gave them the 9-6 victory. 2-2 pitch, bounce to the left side, deep in the hole and through into left field. A base hit for Soderstrom, a bounding ball that finds the hole between Shiner and Bliss. And that's the third hit of the night for the Aviators. Soderstrom singles through the left side. And now Max Schumann is the hitter. So Round Rock taking their win streak up to 13 yesterday. And last I saw, they were way ahead today, too. We'll check on that in a bit. But we'll recap last night's action real quick here as there's one outside for a ball to Schumann. Round Rock at first, Vegas one game back, Rainiers two games back. Also in the mix, Albuquerque is heated up again. So now the 1-0 is fouled back. They won at Oklahoma City last night, 9-6, as Hunter Goodman hit two homers and drove in four. And Winton Bernard had three hits and stole four bases for Albuquerque. 1-1 pitch to Schumann. Swing and a miss, strike two. Sugarland in 10 innings beat Reno 2-1, was 1-1 after 9. J.J. Matijevic had the game-winning RBI single in the bottom of the 10th. 1-2 pitch outside, 2-2 to Schumann. It was a pitcher's duel in Sugarland. Ryan Nelson for Reno went 7 innings and allowed just 2 hits and 1 run. And Spencer Arrighetti for Sugarland tossed 6 scoreless innings. 2-2 pitch, inside ball 3, full count to Schumann. So 3 balls, 2 strikes. Runner at first. Time called by Schumann. Schumann steps back in at the plate. Hart comes set, and here we go. Soderstrom with his lead, and he does not run. The 3-2 pitch swung on, grounded to short, and knocked down by Bliss, and he can't pick it up cleanly, and everyone's going to be safe. An error charge to Ryan Bliss on what could have been a double play grounder, except Bliss had trouble fielding it. So Schumann's going to reach on a fielder's choice. Soderstrom safe at second on an error by the shortstop. And two men are on with no one out for Cody Thomas. And Kyle Hart's in a spot of trouble here in the top of the fourth. And the pitch is taken inside for a ball, 1-0. One other game yesterday, Sacramento won at El Paso 9-6 in a game in which the Rivercats scored all nine of their runs in the final three innings. So there's a foul out of play by Thomas. The El Paso starting pitcher last night, Nolan Watson, pitched six shutout innings of one hit ball, had eight strikeouts and one walk, just a tremendous outing. He left the game with a healthy lead, and then his bullpen came in and allowed nine runs. There's a swing and a foul out of play. 1-2 now. So two on, no one out. One ball, two strikes to Thomas. Left versus left. Hart's pitch is swung on and looped out into shallow center, and that's going to drop in for a base hit. Around third is Soderstrom. He scores. Taking third is Schumann. It's an RBI single for Cody Thomas, and it's 2-0 Vegas. Well, the error leads to an unearned run, and there's still no one out of this inning, and runners are at the quarters for Logan Davidson. Davidson 0-for-1 in this game. And the pitch from Hart is swung on and popped up foul and out of play. That's strike one. Hart's pitch up and away and off the mid of Hummel, and it goes all the way into the first base dugout. That's a dead ball, and being awarded home plate is Schumann, and Thomas takes second base. And that's in all likelihood going to be a pass ball that enables the run to score. Tough inning for the Red Ears defensively. Still no one out, and a runner at second base now, 3-0. And the 1-1 pitch is called a strike, and the count goes to 1-2. This pitch swung on and lined to third, caught by Shiner, and there's the first out of the inning. Logan Davidson pulls a liner right to Jake Shiner at third. So one out in the fourth, and now Brett Harris is the batter. Now the pitch is swung on, and that's blooped towards second base and caught by Harris, and he doubles the runner off Thomas to end the inning because apparently Thomas had no idea how many outs there were. So that ends the inning, a pop-up to second base double play as Cody Thomas just ran to third base on a pop-up to the second baseman. The Red Ears say thank you. Unassisted double play for Riley Unroe. And two runs do score for Vegas on two hits. There was an error and no one left on. We go to the bottom of the fourth. It's Vegas 3, Tacoma nothing.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Canon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at canonelectric.com for more information.
Renewal by Anderson is your hometown leader in windows and patio doors. Our windows are durable, custom crafted, and professionally installed by our winning team. We've helped over 22,000 homeowners on their projects across the state of Washington. Let us go to bat for you on your next window and patio door project. Give us a call at 253-242-2736 or visit us online at renewalbyanderson.com.
We go to the bottom of the fourth inning here at Cheney Stadium in Tacoma. Aviators leading 3-0. Taylor Trammell leads off, and the first pitch from Joey Estes is in there for a strike. 0-1 the count. A surreal top of the fourth inning that left observers scratching their heads. So now the 0-1 is high for a ball. We saw the Rainiers, normally a very good defensive team, make an error on a double play ball, have a pass ball that allowed a run to score. So there's a strike to Trammell. And then, right when it looked like Vegas might score a whole bunch of runs, they had a base runner. Forget how many outs there were, and the Rainiers had an easy double play to end the inning on a pop-up. One, two to Trammell is high and outside. 2 balls, 2 strikes. So the 2-2 pitch is a swing and a miss, strike 3 on a slider from Estes. And that is his 4th strikeout of the game. One away in the fourth. Right here still with just 1 hit against this young right-hander. Joey Estes, 21 years old. He's actually from here's one down low for a ball. He was drafted out of a high school in Lancaster, California, which is, or was, a Class A city in the California League. They got reorganized out of baseball. So now the 1-0 pitch is in there for a strike, 1-1, but I'm sure Estes went to some of their games when he was a kid. And he now lists Henderson, Nevada as his home. That's a suburb of Las Vegas. He's now pitching for the Aviators. Now the 1-1 pitch is blasted to left. Back on this one is Schumann. He's going to have room, and he makes the catch. And Shiner is retired. 2 away. Just got under that one a little bit. So 2 down for Robbie Tanerowicz. Tanerowicz grounded out to third earlier. He's 0 for 1. And the pitch is a breaking ball for a strike. Oh, 1 pitch, swing and a miss at a heater. 0-2. Estes was committed to play college baseball at Long Beach State, but the Braves drafted him and paid him a nice bonus, and he went pro. So here's a swing and a foul by Tanerowicz out of play. O 2 pitch coming to Tanerowicz, and it is a check swing on a pitch up high. He held up in time. 1 ball, 2 strikes. 1-2 delivery. Fouled off. Still 1-2. Tenerowitz giving a battle here. This pitch is rolled to the left side, picked up at short by Hernandez, and he throws out Tenerowitz, and that wraps up the fourth. Estes has retired 7 in a row and 11 of the last 12 to come to the plate. We move on now to the fifth. It is Vegas 3, Tacoma nothing.
At BECU, we don't charge our credit union members to access their own money. Just ask Devin.
It's really easy and super, super convenient.
Join BECU for free checking, no minimum balance requirement, and access to over 30,000 surcharge-free co-op network ATMs nationwide. Visit becu.org/freechecking to learn more. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Member compensated for participation. BECU. Power in people.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
At Propel Insurance, we know there's no such thing as a small threat to a small business. Staffing issues, supply chain headaches, weather crises. Propel Insurance can help your business navigate whatever comes your way with smarter insurance. It starts with brokers who get your industry inside and out, coverage that adapts when you need to change course, and an in-house claims department that's with you every step of the way. Learn more about smarter insurance at propelinsurance.com.
Well, we go to the fifth. It's 3-0. Vegas with the lead. Kyle Hart to face J.J. Schwartz leading off the fifth, and the pitch from the lefty is taken up high for a ball, 1-0. Schwartz will be followed by Daryl Hernandez and Tyler Wade. Hart's next pitch is an off-speed pitch in there for a strike, 1-1. The 1-1 swung on and pulled deep down the left field line towards the corner, and it is gone. A home run, or no, fair, off the fence, and it's going to be a double for Schwartz right down the left field line and roped into the corner. And this ball hit the very top of the fence and stayed in play down in the left field corner, and Schwartz missed a home run by inches. And he has a double to start the fifth inning. So he is on, and now Daryl Hernandez is the batter. And Hart's pitch is fouled into the seats on the first base side. There's strike one. Hernandez has flied to center and flied to right. And the pitch is down and in for a ball. One ball, one strike. Now the 1-1. Called a strike, 1-2. Well, Round Rock did do it. They won their 14th in a row today. Beat Salt Lake 9-1. 14 straight wins. Unbelievable. Salt Lake 19-28 in the second half. It's kind of hard to have any confidence that they're going to slow down the Round Rock train. Sears one down low to Hernays. And the count's even 2-2. So two balls, two strikes. And the pitch is low, ball three. Full count. Hart's getting close to 80 pitches. Three-two is swung on and hit the other way and threw into right field, a base hit. Schwartz comes to third and stops there. It's a single for Hernays, and runners are at the corners with nobody out. So Darryl Hernays shoots one the other way. He's done nothing but hit this year in Double-A and Triple-A. Trip to the mound by the Red Ears pitching coach Jairo Cuevas to buy some time for Ryan Jensen, who has just begun warming up in the Red Ears bullpen. So they'll have a little meeting on the mound here. And Jensen warming up in the pen. 3-0 Vegas in the fifth. Vegas jumped out to the early lead last night in the series opener and held on. And they've got the early lead again here today, and they're threatening to add to it. Conference on the mound breaks up. Wade, the batter, he is one for one with a single and a sack fly. Rainiers have the middle infielders back, corner infielders even with the bases. And the pitch is taken down low for a ball, 1-0. Schwartz, the runner at third. Hernays at first, no one out. Now Kyle Hart. Ready with the 1-0 pitch, and it is low with a slider. Two balls, no strikes. Two-oh pitch. And it is inside, ball three. Three-oh on its way. There's a called strike. Wade was taking all the way. Count now 3-1. Now Hart is ready. And the lefty's 3-1 pitch. Fastball called a strike. Full count 3-2. Toss to first, and breaking to second is Hernays, and the Red Ears have him in a rundown. Bliss chasing him back towards first, and now breaking home is Schwartz, and the Red Ears have him in a rundown between home and third. Shiner chasing him. He tags him out. That's the first out of the inning. Hernays ends up at second base. Beautifully done by the Red Ears. Very well executed on the rundown right there. Hart throwing behind the runner at first. Bliss keeping an eye on the runner at third while he chased Hernays, and then ultimately it was Salvatore, the first baseman, making the alert throw home at the right time to get Schwartz in a rundown, and they eventually tag out Schwartz. The score on that 1-3-6-3-2-5 if you're scoring at home. I hope you got that down. Schwartzkott stealing. Hernandez is at second base with one out. And now the pitch is a swing and a miss. Strike three. Down goes Wade. And there's the second out of the inning. So Hart with the pickoff move to get out number one. And now the strikeout to get out number two. And John Russell's going to give him a chance to get out of the inning. Pozo, the batter, he's 0 for 2 with a strikeout and a pop-up. And the pitch is swung on and fouled out of play. There's strike one. So 0-1 to Pozo with Hernandez at second base. And Hernandez takes a big secondary lead. The Red Ears throw behind him, and back in safely is Hernandez. Riley Unroe covering the bag. Red Ears thought they might have picked off Hernandez here, and it was close at second base, but he did get back in. Here's the 0-1 to Pozo. And it's a swing and a miss and a change, and that's strike two. And Pozo calls time and steps out of the batter's box. Hart trying to get out of this inning without any run scoring. That would be a nifty bit of pitching, accomplishing that after there were runners at the quarters with no one out. Got to get one more hitter, though. 0-2 to Pozo. And the pitch is up high and outside. One ball, two strikes. Now the 1-2. Swung on, popped up foul, and that'll be caught by a fan. Or, well, picked up by a fan. What a two to Pozo. And the pitch is swung on and bounced up the third baseline. Shiner can't field it, and the ball trickles down the third baseline. Is eventually picked up by Bliss. That's going to be an infield single for Pozo, and one of a very unusual variety, a high chopper weakly hit up the third baseline. Shiner charged it, had to try to do a charging short hop pick of it, and couldn't come up with the ball cleanly. And Bliss backed up the play, so it's an infield single for Pozo. Runners at first and third with two outs for Soderstrom, who's 1-for-2 on the night. Hart will stay in to face him. He has the left versus left advantage here. And Hart's pitch is a fastball low. One oh pitch in there for a strike. Counts 1-1. Soderstrom just 21 years old. And he takes a pitch on a check swing and held up in time. 2-1. Soderstrom played in the Major League Baseball All-Star Futures game at T-Mobile Park earlier this summer. 2-1 pitch. Slider for a called strike, and that evens up the count 2-2. So 2-2, two on, two out, and the pitch is fouled away. Still two balls, two strikes. 91 mile per hour fastball from Hart. Once again, the 2-2 pitch is on the way. And it is just outside, ball three. Fastball away. Full count, 3-2. Pozo will be on the move from first base. Hernandez down the line from third. Here comes the 3-2 pitch on its way, and it is a swing and a miss, strike three. Hart got him with his slider. Down goes Soderstrom, and Vegas does not score in the top of the fifth inning. No runs despite three hits. There were no errors and two runners left on base. We're halfway through it, middle of the fifth. It's Las Vegas 3, Tacoma nothing.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hard-working people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Pirelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
Provac is ready to help you when you need us most. As experts in advanced industrial stormwater and sewer system maintenance, we have solutions for any size job. Our experienced and highly trained personnel specialize in hydro excavation, stormwater management, vacuum sweeping, full grouting, seal and repair services, pipeline jetting, as well as cable TV pipe inspections. With one of the largest fleets, we have proudly served customers, large and small, throughout the United States for more than 30 years, and we look forward to serving you.
Well, we go to the bottom of the fifth inning. Las Vegas 3, Tacoma nothing. Riley Unroe, Mike Salvatore, and Tanner Kerwer to bat here in the bottom of the fifth for Tacoma. And the first pitch to Unroe is bunted foul. There's strike one. Unroe flied to right field earlier. Joey Estes is on a roll. He's retired seven in a row for Vegas. The 0-1 pitch is a fastball down low. Rainier's made him throw 23 pitches in the first inning, but since then he has been very economical with his pitch count. 1-1 pitch, swing and a miss at a slider, and the count goes to 1-2. Now the 1-2 pitch, fouled out of play. Still 1-2. One-two pitch, grounded foul, first base side. With just three base runners in this game, a walk, a hit batter, and a single. One-two pitch. Inside. Two balls, two strikes. 2-2 on its way. Low. Full count, 3-2.
Everybody clap your hands.
Monroe calls time, steps out for a moment. Est is into his motion. Here comes the 3-2, and it's swung on, grounded slowly to the right side. Harris picks it up and throws out Unroe at first base, and that is 8 in a row set down by Joey Estes. Here comes the man with the only hit for the Red Deers so far, Mike Salvatore, and his base hit of the second inning was his first AAA hit. Came in from Everett at the very end of the last homestand when Haggerty got called up. Was with the Rainiers throughout the road trip to Sacramento. And he swings and fouls this one back. Strike one. Ball went off the helmet of the catcher and went all the way to the netting above the third base dugout on the ricochet. Best is now with the 0-1 pitch to Salvatore, and it is outside. One ball, one strike. Now the 1-1 pitch from Estes is a fastball down low, 2-1. Here comes the 2-1, and it's a swing and a miss and a slider, and that evens up the count 2-2. Salvatore, a Mariners draft pick in 2019 out of Florida State. Now the pitch is a check swing. Did he go? No, says the first base umpire. Full count. Three-two pitch on its way. And that's called strike three. And down goes Salvatore. And two men are out of the fifth. Strikeout number 5 for Joey Estes. Just painting the inside corner with his fastball. And now Tanner Kerwer is the hitter. Kerwer flied out to right field earlier. And he takes outside for a ball. Kerwer getting his first taste of AAA ball this season. Appearing in his ninth game for Tacoma today. He swings and fouls one back, and the count goes to 1-1. The 1-1 is swung on and popped up on the third base side. Davidson in foul ground makes the catch, and that is out number 3 in the bottom of the fifth. The Red Deers go in order, and Tacoma still with just one hit as Joey Estes has retired 10 consecutive Rainiers batters. We go to the sixth inning with the score, Las Vegas 3, Tacoma nothing.
I think that Light Dental Studios hit a home run with our premier partnership with the Tacoma Rainiers. It was a natural fit. They've been in the South Puget Sound for over 50 years, just like Light Dental Studios. We're excited to serve the hometown team and all the fans. We have locations throughout Western Washington, so feel free to look us up at lightdentalstudios.com.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game. not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
The wait is over. Cheney Stadium's hallowed gates are open again, which means Tacoma Rainiers baseball is back. The sights, sounds, and smells of the ballpark are heightened after a long offseason. So grab the gang and kick off spring in South Sound splendor. Single game tickets to all the fun, food, fireworks, and family entertainment are available now at TacomaRainiers.com. Tacoma Rainiers, come for the baseball, stay for the memory.
On to the sixth inning, it remains Las Vegas 3, Tacoma nothing. Rainiers dip into the bullpen for the first time today and bring in right-hander Ryan Jensen, who is on in relief of Kyle Hart. Jensen recently claimed off waivers from the Cubs, making his fourth appearance for the Rainiers. He's done well at his first three, working a total of 2 1/3 scoreless innings. With four strikeouts and one walk, Cubs first round pick in 2019. Jensen's first pitch to Max Schumann rides high and tight. There's ball one. Jensen in relief of Kyle Hart, who went five innings, allowed seven hits and three runs. Only one earned run. He walked one and struck out four. Now the pitch is inside to Schumann. Two balls, no strikes. Next pitch in for a called strike. Count goes to 2-1. Next pitch waved at and missed, and the count's even now, 2-2. Two-two pitch, swung on, bounced towards third, foul to the left of the third base bag. Still two balls, two strikes. Well, the Mariners had their eight-game win streak, their second eight-game win streak of the month, come to an end today in Chicago. So now the 2-2 is a swing and a miss. Strike three, nice breaking ball there from Jensen, and he fans Max Schumann. One away at the top of the sixth. This eight-game win streak I like better than the last one because all eight of the wins were on the road. That's that's kind of wild. The eight-game win streak entirely on the road. That does not happen very often. So now the pitch to Thomas is in for a strike, and it was bookended with some wins against some lower-level teams in Kansas City and Chicago. But in the middle of it was the sweep of the Astros at their place. So here's a pitch low for a ball and. Count now 1-1 on Jensen. One pitch, swing and a miss, strike two. Streak ended today in kind of infuriating fashion, although if you look at it in the big picture, while it did get away from the Mariners, it wasn't a game they were supposed to win anyway. Hear me out on this. Here's the 1-2, and it is looped out into right, but that's going to carry to DeLoach, and he'll make the catch. Two men are gone. Thomas flies out, and now Logan Davidson will be the batter. The Mariners were trailing 3-1 going to the ninth inning, and it appeared as if they were going to just lose the game in nine innings, but they rallied and scored three runs in the ninth and took a 4-3 lead, and there was some real sloppiness in that inning from the White Sox, including a hit-by-pitch with the bases loaded on an 0-2 count. So now the pitch to Davidson's down and in. And so the Mariners kind of got gifted the lead there. And all of a sudden, it seemed like they were going to win their ninth in a row, but the White Sox were able to tie it in the bottom of the ninth. and send it to extras. So here's one outside to Davidson. And as we know now, when you're an extras in the and you're on the road with these new automatic runners being placed at second base, new rule the last few years, you got to score them, especially on the road. So here's one down and in. And the Mariners did not score in the top of the 10th. And that pretty much sealed the deal there. Except the way that the White Sox scored their automatic runner to win the game was unique. As here's one in for a strike. The Mariners botched a pickoff play on the automatic runner. And J.P. Crawford, who, you know, is known for his glove and his defensive skills. So here's a swing and a miss by Davidson. He threw a ball away off the runner. And it ended up scoring the winning run. Tim Anderson was the automatic runner. He ended up scoring on this play. And the White Sox won it 5-4. And the Mariners' eight-game win streak came to an end. Still, though, a great run. And looks like it's not going to cost the M's a whole lot today. They're still we're still waiting for a final on the Houston game, but Toronto lost. The Jays lost at Baltimore 7-0. So here's a breaking ball in there for a called strike three. Davidson strikes out looking, and Ryan Jensen with a clean three up, three down, a two strikeout, top of the sixth. We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. It's Vegas 3, Tacoma nothing.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusofTacomaFife.com.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
You wouldn't drive your car into the Puget Sound for a car wash, right? Well, washing your car in the driveway is kind of the same thing. Dirty water from at-home car washes flows down our streets and sidewalks and directly into the Puget Sound. The best way to keep chemicals and other harmful stuff out of our waterways is to wash your car in a commercial car wash. Save water, protect our environment, and support local businesses by finding a commercial car wash near you. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org.
Three nothing, Vegas leads Tacoma. We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. Top of the order coming up for the Rainiers. Third trip through the lineup. We'll see if they can finally get something going against Joey Estes, who has retired the last 10 batters to come to the plate. And his first pitch is a fastball to Bliss. Up and away, ball one. 92-mile-per-hour fastball from Estes. Next pitch on its way. Off-speed pitch up and in. 2-0. Bliss 0-for-2 in this game. The Rainiers with just one hit. Estes with the 2-0 pitch, and it is outside. Ball three. Rio pitch on its way to Bliss, and it's poured in there for a strike, and the count goes to 3-1. Three-one delivery, swung on and fouled off. Full count now, 3-2. Payoff coming. Swung on, grounded to short. That's picked up by Hernandez, and he throws out Bliss at first base. One and down in the sixth. 11 in a row set down by Estes. Zach DeLoach will be next. We'll check out our Seattle Mariner farm report. Double-A Arkansas pitched a shutout last night against Wichita, the Twins affiliate. They won 5-0. Pitch is inside, and stepping out of the way is DeLoach. Ball one. Sean Semple was the double-A starter yesterday in the shutout of Wichita. He went 6 1/3 scoreless. Bullpen finished it up. Yeah, the 1-0 fouled off. 1-1. One pitch. Down and in. 2-1. Harry Ford had a couple of hits, including his 20th double for Everett last night, but they lost at Tri-City 5-3. 2-1 pitch, grounded to third. That's scooped up by Logan Davidson, and he throws out DeLoach. Two down in the sixth. And now Cooper Hummel will be the batter. Modesto hammered San Jose 12-2 yesterday. Josh Hood with a 3-run homer, and then he got promoted to Everett to finish the season. There was a bunch of movement, actually, at the lower levels of the farm system today with promotions. Series of swing and a miss by Hummel. And a lot of it was because the Arizona Complex team, the lowest rung on the ladder, played their season finale yesterday. Yeah, the 0-1 to Hummel is in for a strike. They won their finale 9-6 over the White Sox. They went 31-25 in Arizona, and then they have some of the first round and early draft picks, and they bumped those guys up to Modesto and moved up some other players along the way. So here's a swing and a foul out of play. One player who was promoted, Colt Emerson, a Mariners first round pick this year out of a high school in Ohio. He had two hits in the Arizona Complex finale there. He hit a cool 536 during his time with the lowest team in the EBS organization, where players get their feet wet as pros, as here's one up high to Hummel. Emerson had 15 hits and 21 at-bats for the 536 average in the Complex League, and they sent him to Modesto for the final couple weeks of the season, final month. Here's one fouled off. Still 1-2 to Cooper Hummel. Estes into his motion. Here's the 1-2, and it swung on and fouled at the plate. Still 1-2. 3-0 Vegas. We're at the bottom of the sixth inning here at Cheney Stadium. One-two pitch. Popped up foul, third base side, and that's going to be in the seats. A disappearing foul ball. 1-2 to Hummel. Another souvenir. Still 1-2. Estes again with a 1-2, and it's grounded into right field. A base hit for Hummel. And that's the right here second hit of this game. Hummel grounds a single into right. And he is on with two outs here in the bottom of the sixth inning. And now out to the mound, the Las Vegas pitching coach, Brian Corey. Some jawing back and forth between Estes and Hummel after that hit. Hummel was hit by a pitch from Estes in the first inning that resulted in a warning of both teams. And then Hummel happy to get a base hit off him here in the sixth. Just game two of the series. Only four left. Taylor Trammell will hit here against Estes. Aviators do have some bullpen activity brewing with a right-hander warming up. Estes has thrown 92 pitches. The pitch to Trammell is a swing and a miss. There's strike one. Trammell 0 for 2 with a couple of strikeouts. Billy Sullivan, the reliever warming up for Vegas. The Red Ears have Diego Castillo loosening up. Well, 0-1 the count to Trammell. Estes' pitch is swung on and fouled back, and the count goes to 0-2. So, no balls, two strikes. And the pitch is down and in, 1-2. That base hit by Hummel extended his hitting streak to 8 straight games. Right here's don't have many hitting streaks up and down the lineup right now. The last game in Sacramento kind of killed any most hitting streaks the Rainiers had on the team. 0-2 pitch. Swung on and rolled up the third baseline. That's going to work. Davidson picks it up but has no play. An infield single for Trammell. He'll take it. Hummel takes second, and with two outs, the Rainiers suddenly have the tying run at the plate, and it's their top home run hitter, Jake Shiner. So Shiner has hit 27 homers this year, and 15 of them here at Cheney Stadium. And he's going to, he represents the tying run here, but he's not going to be facing Joey Estes. He is going to be removed from the game by Fran Reardon, the manager of the Aviators. Estes really pitched well today for the Oakland A's AAA club. And they're now going to go to the bullpen and bring in Sullivan to face Shiner. So we've got a break in the action for the pitching change here with two on and two out in the bottom of the sixth inning. Our score, Las Vegas 3, Tacoma nothing.
At BECU, we don't charge our credit union members to access their own money. Just ask Devin.
It's really easy and super, super convenient.
Join BECU for free checking, no minimum balance requirement, and access to over 30,000 surcharge-free co-op network ATMs nationwide. Visit becu.org/freechecking to learn more. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Member compensated for participation. BECU. Power in people.
You wouldn't drive your car into the Puget Sound for a car wash, right? Well, washing your car in the driveway is kind of the same thing. Dirty water from at-home car washes flows down our streets and sidewalks and directly into the Puget Sound. The best way to keep chemicals and other harmful stuff out of our waterways is to wash your car in a commercial car wash. Save water, protect our environment, and support local businesses by finding a commercial car wash near you. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org. At Canon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy.
At Canon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at canonelectric.com for more information.
3-0 is the score. Vegas leads the Red Ears. Tacoma, though, has the tying run at the plate with 2 outs at the bottom of the 6th. They have Hummel at second and Trammell at first. And Jake Shiner, the hitter. And Shiner will face Billy Sullivan. Hard throwing righty, 6-2 with a 5.54 ERA. Good fastball, but can be wild. Sullivan has not allowed a homer this year in 39 innings, which is remarkable considering that he pitches half his games at a launching pad in Las Vegas. His first pitch to Shiner is a check swing foul tip. There's strike one. So 0-1 the count to Shiner. Shiner had 3 hits yesterday, 0-2 today. Here's the pitch from Sullivan, and it's up and in. 95 on the gun, and that evens up the count, 1-1. One pitch coming. And it is a swing and a miss, and another fastball. 1-2 the count. And the pitch is swung on and fouled out of play. Still 1-2. So Shiner behind in the count, 1-2, 2 on, 2 out. Here comes the pitch, and it is swung on, hit in the air to shallow right center field. Coming in is Wade and the right fielder Thomas, and he makes the catch, and that is the final out of the inning. The Red Ears threaten after there were 2 outs and do not score. No runs, 2 hits, and 2 left. We move on to the 7th with the score, Las Vegas 3, Tacoma nothing.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
When you download the Fred Meyer app, you have easy access to savings every day. Get the most out of weekly sales and receive personalized coupons to save on your favorite items, all while earning 1 fuel point for every dollar spent. Fred Meyer makes it easy to save while you shop, whether it's in-store or online. So you get the most value out of every trip, every time. Download the Fred Meyer app now to save big on your next purchase. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone. Must have a digital account to redeem offers. Restrictions may apply. See site for details.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose, making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at multicare.org.
On we go to the 7th inning. 3-0. Vegas leading the Red Ears. Diego Castillo in to do the pitching for Tacoma. He'll face Brett Harris, J.J. Schwartz, and Daryl Hernandez in the seventh. And his first pitch to Harris is pumped in there for a strike at 95 on the gun. Castillo in relief of Ryan Jensen, who looks sharp. Three up, three down with two strikeouts in the sixth inning. And the next pitch fouled away by Harris. This is Castillo's 34th appearance, 5-4 with a 6.21 ERA. Castillo into his motion. Here's the 0-2 pitch, and it is outside for a ball, 1-2. One-two pitch, and that's a slider outside. Two balls, two strikes. Castillo, the veteran, has been with Tampa and Seattle, has pitched in the World Series in 2020. The Rays-Dodgers series is 2-2 pitch. Fouled at the plate still, two balls, two strikes. Now the 2-2 swung on, chopped to short, a two hopper. Bliss fields it, slings it to first, and it is dropped by Salvatore. Couldn't control it cleanly. We'll need to see that again, but I thought he had it in his mitt there. We'll get another look at this on MILB TV. The throw to first, Salvatore with kind of a backhand scoop, and just didn't come up with it cleanly. And so Harris is aboard. They're giving an air to the first baseman, Salvatore. And now J.J. Schwartz is the hitter. He's 2-for-2 with a single and a double. Double missed being a homer by inches. And he takes inside for a ball, 1-0. One-oh coming. And there's a slider for a strike. 1-1. One-one pitch. Outside, 2-1. Right here is without much in the way of offense today, but this game is far from over. The Rainiers get solid relief here down the stretch. They are certainly within range of a comeback. Here's a pitch inside to Schwartz. Count goes to 3-1. Now the 3-1 pitch outside, ball four. So Schwartz draws the walk. He heads down to first base. And the first two men have reached here in the seventh on an error and a walk. And now the lineup turns over, and here comes Hernandez, who's 1-for-3 with a single. Las Vegas rolls into town under the helm of their veteran manager, Fran Reardon, who's in his fourth season at the helm of the Las Vegas Aviators. Had his first season in 2019. And Fran, one of the managers in this league who coaches third base, he has a little bit of a different background than other AAA managers, and thought we should dive into it a little bit. He did not play affiliated minor league baseball. As here's a fastball in there for a strike. He came out of, he played college baseball at Allegheny College in Pennsylvania, and didn't get drafted by anyone, but he wanted to keep playing, so he played in an independent league, the Frontier League. Here's a bunt, third base side, picked up by Shiner. Throw wild down the first baseline. My goodness. Harris is going to score as the ball is now being picked up by Deloach, the right fielder. Taking third is Schwartz, and Harnais ends up at second base. The Rainiers are not having a good defensive game. And an error to the third baseman added to the ledger. So Harnais will get credited with a sacrifice bunt. And then everyone moves up an extra base, and he's safe because of the throwing error. Runners at second and third, and it is 4-0. And now the Rainiers have to bring the infield in with Tyler Wade at the plate. And Castillo's pitch is a fastball in there for a strike. So Reardon played independent ball in the Frontier League after college for a couple of seasons and ended up becoming the player manager for his team. As this one's inside for a ball. This was in the year 2000. He was only 24 years old. That marked the first of 14 years that Reardon managed in the independent Frontier League, which is based in the Midwest. So now the 1-1 pitch is lashed into left field. On comes Kerwer. He makes the catch, tagging at third and bluffing, and holding is Schwartz, and there's the first out of the inning. Kerwer hauling in a low line drive off the bat of Tyler Wade. So one out, and now Yoel Pozo is the bat. After 14 years managing in the independent Frontier League, the Oakland A's hired Reardon to manage in A-ball for their Midwest League affiliate in 2015 in Beloit, Wisconsin. Here's a swing and a little tapper up the third baseline. Castillo picks it up, throws to first in time for the out. The runners can't go anywhere. Pozo retired, and the runners remain at second and third. And that was nicely fielded by Castillo. This was not an easy play. Moving towards the line to pick this up. And he gets Pozo without any advancement on the bases. Two down. And now Tyler Soderstrom is the hitter. Reardon managed 2 years in the Midwest League, 1 year with the A's double-A team, and then got promoted to triple-A in 2018. Originally, that was Nashville. That was when the A's were affiliated with Nashville. So here's one in for a strike to Soderstrom. And then when the A's changed their triple-A affiliate to Las Vegas in 2019, Reardon came with them there. 0-1 pitch down low for a ball, 1-1. So he's been the Vegas manager for four seasons, and we're not including 2020 when there was no season. So four seasons with Vegas, five as the A's AAA manager. 1-1 to Soderstrom, up and away, two balls, one strike. Two-one pitch, into the air towards right center, and that's playable for Trammell. He makes the catch, and the inning is over. So just the one run scores, an unearned run here in the top of the seventh. Could have been a lot worse. There were no hits, two errors, and two runners left stranded in scoring position. We go to the seventh inning stretch. It's Las Vegas 4, Tacoma nothing.
You wouldn't drive your car into the Puget Sound for a car wash, right? Well, washing your car in the driveway is kind of the same thing. Dirty water from at-home car washes flows down our streets and sidewalks and directly into the Puget Sound. The best way to keep chemicals and other harmful stuff out of our waterways is to wash your car in a commercial car wash. Save water, protect our environment, and support local businesses by finding a commercial car wash near you. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org. At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment.
you want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog, or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
Just had the seventh inning stretch here at Cheney Stadium. It's Las Vegas 4, Tacoma nothing. The Red Ears hoping to rally against the Vegas bullpen after getting shut out for 5 2/3 by their starter, Joey Estes. Billy Sullivan on the hill. First pitch to Tanerowitz is up and away, ball one. Sullivan got the final out when he entered with two on and two out in the sixth. So Tanerowitz just the second batter he has faced. 1-0 pitch is up and in. Two balls, no strikes. Tanerowitz 0 for 2 with two ground balls in the infield today. 2-0 pitch inside, ball 3. So 3-0 to Tanerowitz. Now this one is in there for a strike. Tanerowitz taking all the way. Count moves to 3-1. Oh! 3-1 pitch. Up and away, ball 4. And Tanerowitz draws a leadoff walk in the bottom of the seventh inning. So there's the Red Ears' second walk drawn of this game. Tanerowitz reaches. Riley Unroe now the batter. Red Ears loosen up Nick Whitgren in the pen. 0-2 with a fly out and a ground out. And the pitch is swung on and fouled back. Here comes the 0-1 pitch on its way, and it is high. 1-1. Now the 1-1 inside, 2-1. Two, one pitch coming. Inside, ball 3. Well, the Rainiers will take walks. They'll take them all day. It's an easy way to get back in the game. Here comes the 3-1 pitch from Sullivan. And it is swung on and fouled off out of play down the third baseline. Full count now, 3-2. Sullivan set the payoff pitch. Inside, ball four, and back-to-back walks start the bottom of the seventh inning, and the Red Ears have a couple of men on. With no one out for Mike Salvatore, and Brian Corey, the pitching coach, goes jogging out to the mound to go talk to Sullivan. So just Sullivan and Corey and the catcher Soderstrom in on this conversation as the Aviators start to warm up the left-handed reliever Easton Lucas, who pitched yesterday and could be in there again today. Now the plate umpire Austin Jones goes to break up the conversation. Well, Salvatore the batter, he's 1-for-2 with a single today. Got his first Triple-A hit back in the second inning. Two on, no one out. And the pitch is a fastball called a strike. 96. Now the 0-1 coming. And that's fouled off first base side, strike two, and Salvatore's behind in the count. No balls, two strikes. O-2 pitch coming. Outside for a ball, 1-2. So here comes the 1-2, and it is a breaking ball outside. Two balls, two strikes. Two-two pitch. Slider inside. Full count, 3-2. Salvatore's worked a full count. Tedarowicz at second and Unroh at first. Here comes the three-ball, two-strike pitch from Sullivan to Salvatore, and it is a fastball, low ball four, just barely missed, and that loads the bases. Tedarowicz takes third, Unroh down to second. Three straight walks as Salvatore heads to first. He took two really close pitches in that at bat. So now the tying runs at the plate, and Tanner Kerwer is the batter. Walks have opened the door for the Red Ears. We've said that so many times this season. Here's the pitch to Kerwer, and it is swung on, hit in the air to right field, but playable. Thomas is under it, and he makes the catch. Tagging at third is Tanarowicz. He's going to score. Tagging at second and taking third is Unroh. Holding it first is Salvatore. It's a sacrifice fly for Tanner Kerwer. The Red Ears are on the board. It's 4-1. And the lineup will turn over for Ryan Bliss. That was the first Triple-A run batted in for Tanner Kerwer. So first and third, one down for Bliss. And Sullivan with his pitch, and it's swung on, pulled to third, sharply fielded by Davidson, goes to Harris for one, on to first for two. An inning-ending double play around the horn, and that does it for the Red Ears in the seventh. Bliss grounds sharply into the double play. Tacoma settles for one run. Without a hit, there were no errors and one runner left on base. We go to the eighth. It is Vegas 4, Tacoma 1.
For
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusofTacomaFife.com.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
We go to the eighth inning. It's Las Vegas 4, Tacoma 1. Rainiers bring in a new pitcher, very new pitcher, Nick Whitgren, in just his second appearance for the team. And his first pitch to Max Schumann is taken outside for a ball, 1-0. Whitgren has over 6 years of major league service time with four different big league clubs, just acquired by the Mariners while the Rainiers were, well, he was picked up on Sunday and added to the Rainiers roster on Sunday. His pitch is in for a strike to Schumann. He had been DFA'd by Kansas City. Mariners got him here on a minor league deal. His pitch is in for a strike, 1-2 to Schumann. He's pitched in over 300 major league games. Here's his 1-2 pitch. And it swung on and fouled away. And that includes 27 big league games this year with Kansas City. 1-0 with a 4.97 ERA for the Royals this season. Whitgren, righty out of Purdue University. 1-2 pitch is a check swing. Looked like he went. He did not, says the first base umpire, Jen Powell. So, 2-2 the count to Schumann. And he calls time. Whitgren has pitched against the Rainiers numerous times in his career because he's been with other Pacific Coast League teams. He was originally coming up through the Marlins organization. Here's his 2-2 to Schumann, and it's into the air to center field. Trammell is underneath it, and he makes the catch, and one man is out at the top of the eighth. Now Cody Thomas will be the batter. Whitgren pitched for New Orleans, who was in the Pacific Coast League. They were the Marlins affiliate. He was with them in 2015, 16, and 17, and 18, when he was kind of going back and forth between AAA and the big leagues with the Marlins. Now, pitchcom system problem for Whitgren that he needs to clear up with Cooper Hummel. And they got to get this sorted out. When Whitgren last pitched in the Pacific Coast League was 2018 with New Orleans. That was when they were called the Baby Cakes. He's a former New Orleans Baby Cake. Next pitch, swing and a miss. There's a strike to Cody Thomas. He was also with New Orleans when they were the Zephyrs, their longtime name, and then shortly before New Orleans moved the franchise to Wichita and got dropped down to Double A in a series of events that would take a long time to explain. They changed their name from the New Orleans Zephyrs to the New Orleans Baby Cakes. And, Whitgren was with them at that time. Series of foul out of play by Thomas. So somewhere at the Whitgren household, he's from Lafayette, Indiana, so let's just assume it's there. There is a New Orleans Baby Cakes t-shirt or hat or something. 1-2 pitch, bounced foul, first base side. I enjoyed going to New Orleans, more so when they were the Zephyrs than the Baby Cakes. Here's a swing and a fly to right. This is well struck. Deloach is back at the track, but it is gone. And Cody Thomas makes it a 5-1 Vegas lead with his 18th home run of the season. Powering one out of here to right field here at Cheney Stadium. So Whitgren allows one to Thomas here. This was a pitch down. And Thomas went and got it and pulled it out of here. Logan Davidson. Thomas, 18 homers, up to 83 runs batted in now. And the pitch to Logan Davidson is hit in the air, foul, and out of play down the third baseline. So 5-1 Vegas. Oh, one to Davidson. Down low, one ball, one strike. Vegas has now out-homered the Rainiers 2-0 in this series. The Rainiers have been kept in the ballpark now three straight games. This one misses for a ball, 2-1. This team was on just an epic power surge there for a while, but it has tapered off. 2-1 to Davidson. Down low, ball three. So three balls and a strike. And Whitgren's pitch is inside, ball four, and Davidson draws a walk, so he'll head down to first base. Now Brett Harris will be the batter. Third walk issued by Tacoma pitchers tonight. Here's the pitch, and it is taken for a strike. 0-1 the count. One pitch fouled away. Strike two to Harris. Whitgren now with the 0-2 pitch on its way, and it is swung on and fouled back and out of play. Still 0-2. This series continues tomorrow night. 7:05 first pitch tomorrow. Tommy Malone against Chad Patrick. Yeah, the 0-2 swung on and hit sharply the other way and threw into right field. That's a base hit. Davidson goes to second and stops there. It's a single for Brett Harris. And runners are at first and second. With one down, and now J.J. Schwartz is the batter. And Hummel goes to the mound to talk to Whitgren for a moment.
Number 51, J.J. Schwartz.
Series continues Friday. The Red Ears have Logan Allen against Joe Boyle for Vegas, who will be making his AAA debut. That's fireworks night. Saturday, Adam Aller starts for the Red Ears against Spencer Watkins. And then Sunday, Darren McCacken returns to the Red Ears rotation, and he'll be opposed by Zach Godley, who pitched very well for the Aviators last night. Those are the pitching probables for the remainder of the series. Pitch in there for a strike to Schwartz. 0-1. When it comes to upcoming starting pitchers in AAA, everything is tentative. One pitch. Poured in there for a strike. 0-2. Whitgren gets out ahead of the count. Is ready. The 0-2 pitch is coming to J.J. Schwartz. And it's swung on, hit in the air down the right field line, slicing foul. That'll land out of play. And still no balls, two strikes. On deck is Darryl Hernaez. 0-2 pitch coming to Schwartz. And that's fouled away. Whitgren just pumping fastballs in there, and Schwartz fouled him off. Next one is a breaking ball outside. One ball, two strikes. Now the pitch is inside. Ball two. Two balls, two strikes. Whitgren throwing a lot of pitches here in the top of the eighth. Two on, one out. And the pitch is swung on, fouled away again. Two balls, two strikes. Time called. Now we're ready for the 2-2 pitch to Schwartz from Whitgren. And it is low, ball three. So full count, Davidson at second, Harris at first. One out at the top of the eighth inning. And here comes the 3-2 on its way, and it is swung on and fouled off. We'll do it again, still 3-2. This has been a 10-pitch at bat. And the 3-2 fouled away again. It's over 10 pitches. I think that was number 12 right there. Once again, the 3-2. And it swung on and fouled away. It just continues. The Red Ears have started bullpen activity because Whitgren has thrown so many pitches here in the top of the eighth that there's only one out. And this at bat with J.J. Schwartz just keeps going and going and going. Now the 3-2 again is swung on and hit in fair territory. A pop-up to shallow left. On comes Kerwer. He makes the catch, and there is the second out of the inning. So Schwartz finally flies out to shallow left field. And now Darryl Hernandez will be the batter. Now the pitch is a swing and a foul tip there, strike one. Oh, one pitch down low, 1-1 now. The 1-1 swung on, grounded right side, and that's scooped up by Unroe, and he throws to first for the out, and the inning is over. Well, it took a long time. It featured a lot of pitches, but in the end, Vegas scores just one run in the top of the eighth inning on two hits. There were no errors and two runners left on base. We go to the bottom of the eighth. It's Las Vegas 5, Tacoma 1.
One of the nation's top children's hospitals, recognized by the LeapFrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org.
When it comes to your business insurance, perspective is everything. What is your broker seeing? And more importantly, what are they not seeing? If they're only considering your standard risks, well, that's like watching a ball game through a knot hole in a fence. At Propel Insurance, we prefer sitting directly behind home plate, seeing the bigger picture. So not only do our experts understand your obvious risks, we dig in to identify exposures that you may not be aware of to create a smarter risk management program and keep you better protected. Learn more at propelinsurance.com.
Time spent at Cheney Stadium is one of the best parts of growing up in Tacoma, with tons of tickets, prizes, and swag exclusively available to members. Our City Kids Club, presented by Sound Credit Union, is the greatest way to be part of the fun at the ballpark all season long. To learn more about the coolest club for kids in all the South Sound, visit TacomaRainiers.com and click on Our City Kids Club. Come for the baseball, stay for the memories.
We go to the bottom of the eighth inning. Vegas leads Tacoma 5-1. Right here's with Zach Deloach to lead things off at the bottom of the eighth inning. And the new pitcher, Easton Lucas, working in back-to-back games. This is his 12th appearance for Vegas. No record, a 6.35 ERA. His pitch to Deloach is taken for a called strike. It's 0-1. Deloach 0 for 2 with a walk so far. Now the pitch is swung on and hit in the air towards left center field, and on the run and unable to get it is Wade. It short hops the fence. Deloach is around second. He's trying to stretch it into three, and he's going to make it there. Zach Deloach with a leadoff triple in the bottom of the eighth inning. His second triple of the year. And the Red Ears have something going here right out of the gate in the bottom of the eighth inning. Deloach with the Red Ears' fourth hit of this game. Triple to left center, and now Cooper Hummel is the batter. Hummel 1-for-3 with a single, or 1-for-2 with a single. Switch hitter, he bats right for his first time, and the pitch is a swing and a miss. There's strike one. First pitch slider from Lucas, who's in relief of Billy Sullivan. Sullivan went 1 1/3, allowed no hits, one run, which was earned, walk three, no strikeouts. Now the 0-1 to Hummel is outside for a ball. One pitch coming. And it is swung on and bounced foul, and the count goes to 1-2. Lucas has been with two AAA teams this year. His 1-2 to Hummel is drilled to deep left field. Back it goes into the night. This is gone. Cooper Hummel launches a two-run homer to left field, and it's now a 5-3 ball game. Well, we were just talking about how the home runs have not been coming the last couple of days for the Red Ears, but that just ended. Cooper Hummel launching one to left field. It's the fifth homer of the season for Hummel, and this was a no-doubter. Did it actually hit that Michelob Ultra launch pad sign? I think it might have. Hummel with a two-run bomb, and now the first pitch to Trammell is in there for a called strike. Next pitch, swing and a miss there, strike two. O-2 pitch on its way to Trammell. Outside with a slider, 1-2. One-two pitch. Called strike three on the outside edge. A fastball that just did clip the outside corner. And that is the first out of the eighth inning. And the fans are very displeased with the robot umpire. One down, and now Jake Shiner will be the batter. Shiner's 0-for-3. And the pitch is swung on and bounced slowly up the third baseline. Lucas off the mound fields it, and he throws out Shiner at first base, and two men are gone in the eighth inning. So Robbie Tenorowicz will be the batter. Tenorowicz 0-for-2 with a walk and a run scored. Lucas with the pitch, and it is taken for a called strike. Oh, one pitch, down and in for a ball. 5-3 ball game here in the eighth inning.
Bobby, 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 Bobby.
1-1. Swung on and chopped to third, right through Davidson. And the ball rolls down the left field line. Todorovic is going to head to second base, and he's in there with a dive. So Todorovic hits this bounder sharply, and it ate up Davidson at third. And Todorovic hustled it and made it to second base. They are giving him a hit on that as Davidson got caught between hops at third. Now Fran Reardon, the Vegas manager, is going to go get Lucas and bring in a new pitcher to face Riley Unruh. So Todorovic credited with a double. He is at second base with two outs in the eighth. We'll take a break for this pitching change. Tying run in the batter's box now. Our score, Las Vegas 5, Tacoma 3.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hard-working people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Pirelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
The wait is over. Cheney Stadium's hallowed gates are open again, which means Tacoma Rainiers baseball is back. The sights, sounds, and smells of the ballpark are heightened after a long offseason. So grab the gang and kick off spring in South Sound splendor. Single game tickets to all the fun, food, fireworks, and family entertainment are available now at TacomaRainiers.com. Tacoma Rainiers, come for the baseball, stay for the memory.
It's the bottom of the eighth inning, Vegas 5, Tacoma 3. Right here's have a runner at second with two outs for Riley Unruh. New pitcher is Taylor Scott, the well-traveled right-hander from South Africa, who is a former right here. He pitched for Tacoma in 2019. And he will face Riley Unruh. And the pitch is inside for a ball, 1-0. This year alone, this is just this year, Scott has pitched for Oklahoma City, the Los Angeles Dodgers, Wooster, the Boston Red Sox. As here's a pop-up into shallow left, he's going to get out of this jam in just his fifth appearance for Vegas. He gets Unruh to fly out to shallow left, and that does it for the Red Ears. In the eighth, the Red Ears do get back in it a bit with two runs on three hits. There were no errors and one runner left. We go to the ninth inning. It's Las Vegas 5, Tacoma 3.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hard-working people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Pirelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose, making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at multicare.org.
On we go to the ninth inning. It is Las Vegas 5, Tacoma 3. New pitcher for the Red Ears, Juan Ten, in from the bullpen. He'll face Tyler Wade, Yoel Pozo, and Tyler Soderstrom. Nick Whitgren went one inning, allowed two hits and one run, walked one, no strikeouts. Ten is the fifth Tacoma pitcher to be used in this game. And the righty is appearing in his 19th game, 1-1 with an 11.70 ERA. First pitch to Tyler Wade is bounced directly to Riley Unruh, who fields it and throws out Wade at first base. One pitch, one out in the top of the ninth inning. And now Pozo will be the hitter. Pozo's 1-for-4. Next pitch in there for a called strike. Oh, one pitch to the backstop. One ball, one strike. The 1-1 swung on and hit right to Unruh at second base, who fields it again and throws out Pozo. And two ground balls to the second baseman, two outs at the top of the ninth. And now Tyler Soderstrom will be the batter. Soderstrom, left-hand hitter, 1-for-4 with a single and a run scored. In the bottom of the ninth, the Red Ears scheduled hitters are Salvatore, Kerwer, and Bliss. And the pitch is a swing and a miss there. Strike one to Soderstrom. Now 10's ready. Here comes the 0-1 pitch. Down and in for a ball. One ball, one strike. One pitch, fouled off on the third base side, and it's 1-2. Ten trying to put away Soderstrom. The 1-2 pitch, swung on and roped foul down the first baseline. Still one ball, two strikes. Now the 1-2 coming. Low for a ball. So 2-2. Now the 2-2, low ball three. Full count, three balls, two strikes. On deck is Max Schumann. 10 with a payoff pitch. Outside, ball four. Soderstrom does a two-out walk, and heads down to first base. And now Schumann will be the hitter. Vegas took the lead with a run in the third on a walk, a base hit, and a sac fly. They scored two unearned runs in the fourth inning when the Rainiers made an error and there was a passed ball. So here's a pitch that's in for a strike. And Vegas added another earned run because of two errors in the seventh inning that made it 4-0. The Rainiers have tied their season high with three errors tonight. Now the pitch is bounced towards third. That's fielded by Shiner. Slings it to first. It is in time for the out. Schumann goes down in a pile after passing first base. But he's out, and he seems to be okay, and the inning is over. No runs at the top of the ninth for Vegas. No hits or errors. One man left. Rainiers have made it interesting in the late innings with some rallying. We go to the bottom of the ninth. It's Las Vegas 5, Tacoma 3.
At Propel Insurance, we know there's no such thing as a small threat to a small business. Staffing issues, supply chain headaches, weather crises. Propel Insurance can help your business navigate whatever comes your way with smarter insurance. It starts with brokers who get your industry inside and out, coverage that adapts when you need to change course, and an in-house claims department that's with you every step of the way. Learn more about smarter insurance at propelinsurance.com.
At BECU, we don't charge our credit union members to access their own money. Just ask Devin.
It's really easy and super, super convenient.
Join BECU for free checking, no minimum balance requirement, and access to over 30,000 surcharge-free co-op network ATMs nationwide. Visit becu.org/freechecking to learn more. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Member compensated for participation. BECU. Power in people.
I think that Light Dental Studios hit a home run with our premier partnership with the Tacoma Rainiers. It was a natural fit. They've been in the South Puget Sound for over 50 years, just like Light Dental Studios. We're excited to serve the hometown team and all the fans. We have locations throughout Western Washington, so feel free to look us up at lightdentalstudios.com.
We go to the bottom of the ninth inning. It's Las Vegas 5, Tacoma 3. Mike Salvatore, Tanner Kerwer, and Ryan Bliss to bat this inning. Taylor Scott came in and got the final out of the eighth. And the veteran right-hander ready to work on Salvatore. This is a save situation for Scott, who's in just his fifth appearance for Vegas, has allowed one run in four innings, four and a third now. Well, his first pitch to Salvatore is taken outside for a ball, 1-0. Now the 1-0 swung on and bounced towards third, fielded there by Logan Davidson, and he throws out Salvatore at first base, and one man is gone in the ninth inning. So Scott retires the first batter to come to the plate. And now Tanner Kerwer is the hitter. He's 0-for-2 with a sacrifice fly and an RBI. Now the pitch is breaking ball in for a strike. 0-1 the count. All one pitch coming. Outside, one ball, one strike. Now swing and a bouncer to short, to fielded by Hernandez, and he throws out the speedy Kerwer at first base. Two men are gone. Rainiers are down to their last out here in the bottom of the ninth, trailing 5-3. Need to get a man on just to bring the tying run to the plate. Ryan Bliss is the hitter. He's been quiet tonight, 0-for-4. And the pitch is a breaking ball in there for a strike, 0-1 the count. If Bliss can reach, the Red Ears will have Deloach up representing the tying run. Now the pitch is off the plate. So the count's one ball, one strike to Bliss. And the pitch from Scott is down low. Two balls, one strike. Bliss just trying to reach any way he can to extend things here in the ninth inning. Now the pitch poured in there for a strike. So the count's even. Two balls, two strikes, two outs in the ninth. Scott comes set, and his pitch is a slider outside. Full count, 3-2. So Bliss has brought the count full. Three balls, two strikes. And the payoff. Swung on and fouled away, and we'll do it again. Still three balls, two strikes. And the 3-2 is hit in the air towards the center. This should do it. Underneath it is Wade. He makes the catch, and that's the ball game. The Red Ears go in order at the bottom of the ninth. No comeback tonight. Vegas wins it 5-3. And the Red Ears have hit a losing streak. That's three in a row that Tacoma has dropped. And the Red Ears have fallen three games out of first place in the second half standing. So Vegas wins it 5-3, the final score. We'll recap today's game and have a look at the Major League Baseball scoreboard in the Tacoma Red Ears postgame show coming up next.
If this were a Reese's TV ad, you'd be staring at a Reese's peanut butter cup. And sure, my voice is peanut buttery smooth, but still, you need to see the peanut butter cups, right? No? I can really just say Reese's and you'll go get some? Okay. Reese's. 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 Really working, actually. Reese's. Reese's. This, I'm on to something. Reese's. Reese's. Reese's.
Reese's. You can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Well, Vegas takes it 5-3, the final score. The Red Ears did not have a good defensive game today, and it ended up costing them. They also ran into a good starting pitcher for Las Vegas, talking about 21-year-old Joey Estes, just his fourth AAA start. He pitched 5 2/3 scoreless innings today, and at one point retired 12 consecutive Tacoma hitters. The Red Ears had just three singles against Joey Estes. He looked impressive. Meanwhile, Tacoma's Kyle Hart was matching him early, but in the third, he walked the leadoff man, Brett Harris, and then J.J. Schwartz singled to center field. A fly ball moved Harris to third, and then he scored on a sacrifice fly off the bat of Tyler Wade, and it was 1-0. The fourth inning, the Red Deer's defensive problems picked up for the first time. Tyler Soderstrom led off with a base hit to left. Then Max Schumann hit what should have been a double play grounded to short, a hard grounder right to Ryan Bliss, but it went off his glove for an error. No outs were recorded on the play. Cody Thomas followed with an RBI single. That made it 2-0. And then a passed ball off a pitch off the mitt of catcher Cooper Hummel allowed Max Schumann to score to make it 3-0 in the fourth. The Red Deers got out of a jam in the fifth, keeping it 3-0. Hart went five innings today, allowed three runs, one earned, ended up taking the loss 3-0 when he left. Vegas tacked on another run in the seventh when Brett Harris reached on an error, went to second on a walk, and then scored on a throwing error. Two errors in the inning and another unearned run, and it was 4-0. At that point in the seventh, Red Deers got their first run of the seventh thanks to three straight walks. Billy Sullivan, the reliever for Vegas, walked three in a row, walked the bases loaded with no one out. The Red Deers only got one of them in, though, a Tanner Kerwer sacrifice fly brought in to narrow it. That made it 4-1. In the top of the eighth inning, Cody Thomas hit a solo homer to right field, his 18th of the year, and it gave Vegas the 5-1 lead. But at the bottom of the eighth, Zach Deloach had a leadoff triple for Tacoma against Easton Lucas, and then Cooper Hummel launched a two-run homer to left field, his fifth of the year. That made it 5-3. After there were two outs, Tanerowicz doubled, and the Red Deers suddenly had the tying run at the plate. But former Rainier, among many other teams, Taylor Scott came in from the bullpen, and he retired Riley Unroe to close out the eighth inning, and then Scott was able to retire the Red Deers in order in the ninth. Three up, three down to close it out, and Vegas was the winner, 5-3. Final totals for Las Vegas, 5 runs, 9 hits, no errors. They left 9 on base. Tacoma, 3 runs, 6 hits, 3 errors, left 7 on base. Winning pitcher is Joey Estes. He is 2-0, saved to Taylor Scott his first. Kyle Hart takes the loss. He's 3-3. Time of the ballgame, 2 hours, 55 minutes. The attendance, 4,021. The Aviators go to 63-58 on the year. They are 29-18 in the second half. The Red Deers fall to 64-58 on the year, and they are 27-20 in the second half. Game 3 of the series is tomorrow night at 7:05. Tommy Malone against Chad Patrick. When we come back on the Red Deers post-game show, we'll take a look at the Major League Baseball scoreboard right after this.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
Vegas beats Tacoma 5-3. It's time to check out the Major League Baseball scoreboard. Mariners had their 8-game win streak end in 10 innings in Chicago, 5-4. Back-and-forth game in the late innings. The White Sox gifted the Mariners some runs in the ninth as Seattle had trailed all game, and then they all of a sudden took a 4-3 lead into the bottom of the ninth, but Chicago tied it up in the bottom of the ninth and won it in the 10th. Tim Anderson scoring the winning run on a throwing error by shortstop J.P. Crawford on a botched pickoff play. That's how the Mariners' 8-game win streak ended. They're back at home starting a homestand on Friday. Other finals today in the American League games of note for the Mariners. Toronto, who is behind Seattle in the wild card standings by one game, they also lost today. At Baltimore, 7-0, got shut out by Dean Kramer in the bullpen. Anthony Santander hit two homers, so Toronto still one game back. Also, the Mariners are still a half game behind Houston because the Astros lost to Boston in 10 innings, 7-5. The Red Sox getting a three-run homer at the top of the 10th from the veteran Adam Duvall. Other scores, Royals shut out Oakland 4-0. Cole Ragans, six scoreless innings with 11 strikeouts. In the interleague games, Cubs beat Detroit 6-4. Yan Gomes with a go-ahead RBI single in the eighth. Milwaukee in 10 innings takes down Minnesota 8-7. Rookie Bryce Terang with the game-winning RBI single. Reds and Angels played a doubleheader in the first game. The Reds won 9-4 as Ellie De La Cruz hit a three-run triple and a three-run homer, finishing with six runs batted in. Shohei Ohtani homered in that game and then left in the second inning. He was pitching with arm fatigue. Reds won the second game of the doubleheader for a sweep, 7-3. Matt McClain with a homer and three runs batted in. Tampa Bay in 10 innings defeats Colorado 6-5. Brandon Lau with the game-winning RBI single. Yankees ended their nine-game losing streak. Had not lost 10 in a row since 1913, and that is still true. They beat the Nats 9-1. Aaron Judge, his first career three-home run game. He drove in six. Dodgers and Guardians suspended in the top of the third inning in Cleveland with the Dodgers leading 3-1. Couple National League games. Cardinals beat the Pirates 6-4. Richie Palacios with three hits and two runs batted in. Giants knock off the Phillies in 10 innings, 8-6. Paul DeJong, in his first game with the Giants, hit a three-run homer in the fourth inning and then a two-run single in the 10th. Padres shut out the Marlins 4-0 behind Seth Lugo. And Atlanta was a 7-0 winner over the Mets. Charlie Morton with seven scoreless innings, striking out 11. That's your Major League Baseball scoreboard for today here in Tacoma. Vegas wins at 5-3. We'll be back with more right after this.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
The PROVAC team can help you protect the environment and meet the Clean Water Act standards by implementing BMPs. Let us help you stay in compliance with your stormwater permit requirements and site-specific stormwater pollution prevention plan implementation by scheduling a preventative maintenance evaluation and service. Our experienced operators specialize in stormwater and sewer line jetting, root removal, storm detention and retention, vault cleaning, and pipe and pond cleaning. Ask to schedule a meeting with our sales team today.
Well, Vegas takes this one 5-3, the final score, and that is two straight wins for Vegas to start this series, and the Raiders have lost three in a row overall. Tacoma's offense has not been producing much in the last three games. That's why they've lost these three in a row. The offense has taken a hit right now, the lineup, roster-wise, and should get better with the return of Sam Haggerty, expected to be tomorrow. But for now, the Red Ears offense is a little limited, and also some of the key guys are in a bit of a funk right now. Taylor Trammell not doing much the last couple of games. Ditto for Zach DeLoach, although DeLoach may have broken through with his triple in his last at-bat today. And Jake Schiener, three hits yesterday, but quiet in this one today, as the Red Ears had just six hits and lose to Vegas 5-3, the final score. Other PCL games, Round Rock's incredible run continues. They won their 14th in a row, beating Salt Lake 9-1. They remain one game ahead of Vegas in the second half standings in first place. Albuquerque beat Oklahoma City 8-7. Reno was a 5-4 winner at Sugar Land. And Sacramento won on the road at El Paso 6-1. Well, these two teams meet again tomorrow. We'll see if the Red Ears can get into the win column. They've got Tommy Malone on the mound against Chad Patrick. First pitch, 7:05. We'll be on the air with the pregame show beginning at 6:55 p.m. That'll do it for today's broadcast. Thanks a lot for tuning in. This is Mike Curto saying so long from Cheney Stadium in Tacoma. Once again, our final score today, Las Vegas 5, Tacoma 3. Have a great rest of your night.